Now, my beloved, similarly, it was not generally known until a very few years ago that the biological foundation of the human structure was essentially young. Many men in the Far East and the Orient knew it a long time ago. But the number of men in the Western world who even today know it to be a fact is very small indeed. I tell it to you, and I sincerely believe I am truthful in telling it. If you meditate upon it, the divine wisdom within you will enlighten you and convince you of the truth. In course of time, through mental physics, all students will know it. Hitherto, man has not lived as long as he desired to live, for most men have died, still clinging to the desire to live on. One of the greatest of human tragedies. Why, desiring to live, did he die? Why, desiring to live, did he die? Now, my beloved, he did not know the great biological truth of life. To live as long as he desired to live was like the fluting of the iron, the impossible. But really no such thing as impossibility exists. What is impossible? All in the universe is. It is a mystery to us, as all things are mysterious until we know them. When we know them, they are mysterious no longer. And men did not know, nor did you. Now you know, and it is up to you to live what you know, to do with your life the seeming impossible. Therefore, recognize the fact. Revolutionize your own life. You can live as long as you desire to live when you know what the laws of life are and how to live according to them. Refuse to accept the race thought. For, if accepted, the race thought always wins. No, say daily to yourself, even in front of a mirror, with all the dramatic feeling, intense emotion that you know, I know that I am young. There is no need for me to grow young. I am young now. Now. Today. Then, my beloved, live it. Play the part. This does not mean that a woman goes back to girlhood and to her dolls, nor the man to his boyhood and his toys. It means that never again are you to think of yourself as being old, for you are not. No, you are not. Do not say, I am 40 years old, 50, 60, 70, 80, or whatever it may be. Say, I am grateful that I have those glorious years of invaluable experience. Always think of yourself as being young now. Now. Not that you will be. Not tomorrow. For tomorrow never comes. Let everything be in the present tense. There is no limit to your years, but that which tradition has made for you and which you can reject. If there is to be a limit, make it yourself. But do not make a limit, for the subconscious mind, as you know, works out your ideas to their logical conclusion. When you say, now listen, when you say that you have made up your mind to live to such and such an age, the subconscious mind sees to it that you shall end your days at that time. If you must project your thought into the future, If you know what the future is, then say, I live forever. I am eternal now. I am eternal life. And oh, my beloved, how beautiful it is to feel that this is all true. It is true. It is true. Now, you know, we have to live what we know. To know means that we can demonstrate, can bring into reality, prove, establish, verify by manifestation that which we say we know. Now, if we keep these thoughts firmly in the mind, we shall see that most of the things that people say they know, they do not demonstrate and cannot demonstrate, so that the truth is not in them. It is self-evident that the more we do that which we say we know, the more we have the power to do, and consequently do more and more. And we can then come gradually, through doing, into mastership, doing without error. My beloved, I would like to say to you, this week, if I were you, I would analyze myself so that you come consciously to know what you feel when you are meditating. You will know that as you get more and more into the silence, everything seems to die down in consciousness. If, for example, you are conscious in meditation of a person or people, there comes into the mind a sort of intensity of feeling in which that person or those people seem to fade away into the inner substance of your mind. And while they are less pointedly felt in your mind, they are paradoxically more pointedly felt by you. You think of an idea, no matter what it is. As you sit in meditation upon the idea, it becomes clearer and clearer, and then seems to fade away. But in the fading out, you are conscious that you are meeting with that deep spiritual feeling in which you understand everything about the idea, and the idea becomes real to you. Think of prana, think of light, think of love. In meditation, you become light. You become love. Let anyone ask you, what is the light that you feel? What is the love that you feel? And you would not be able to tell them, for you cannot describe it, though you know it more clearly than you know anything in ordinary consciousness. And my beloved ones, have a glorious week this week. We in mental physics, through a life of poise and light and joy and love, are learning more than we can learn in any material way. Though as scientists, we have to put our lives on the physical plane through the microscope of thought on the lowest plane, thus gaining mastery of the lower, we find that we are being led lovingly to the higher. And the highest of all is the symbolical interpretation of what we call our resurrection, which is life triumphant. I feel sure, I cannot but feel sure that this will be a week of transcending beauty in your life. Now, make this a week of youth. I am young. With every step that I take, with every breath that I breathe, I am conscious of this overwhelming truth. It is all pervading in my consciousness. I am so glad that I have discovered this. I did not know it before, but now I am life eternal. I am what the Creator is. I dance, I sing, I shout, I rejoice. I skip through life. I do more. I am more. I walk. No, it is thou that walkest in me. I work. No, it is thou who doest the work. I talk. No, it is thou within me who talks through me. I sing. No, it is thou that sings through me. I breathe. No, it is thou that breathes through me. Thou art the breather and the breath. I live. No, O holy Lord of life. It is thou that lives through me and in me. Thou art the liver and the life. Thou art the lover and the love. O Lord, that lends me life, lend me a heart replete with thankfulness. For all that I am, for all that I have, I give thanks. I give thanks. I give thanks. And my beloved, let us stay close to one another this week. I, as your teacher, will be in your very presence. You, the student, will be in the presence and in the heart of your teacher. May it be a week of radiant spiritual beauty and realization. May happiness and joy and love and youth and all the verities of life meet with wisdom beyond the hill. And may peace that passes all knowledge embosom you within its love forevermore.